بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه، علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما، أخرجنا من ظلمات الوهم واكرمنا بنور الفهم، وانعم علينا عظيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. My brothers and sisters, after the praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and peace be upon His beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us understand what we're going to hear tonight and act upon what we're going to understand tonight. And tonight's topic is about the signs of a hypocrite. A hypocrite is in which we call al-munafiq. And the real definition of a munafiq is someone that's a kafir from the inside, a non-believer from the inside, shows Islam from the outside. That's the definition of a munafiq. So a hypocrite is what someone shows from inside, what someone conceals the kufr from inside. He's a non-believer from inside, kafir from the inside, against Allah and His Prophet from the inside, disbelieves in Allah and His Prophet from the inside, does not follow Allah's orders from the inside, but shows Islam from the outside because of a purpose or personal benefit. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described them. علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما اخرجنا من ظلمات الوهم واكرمنا بنور الفهم وانعم علينا عظيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقده من لساني يفقه قولي. My brothers and sisters, after the praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and peace be upon His beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us understand what we're going to hear tonight and act upon what we're going to understand tonight. And tonight's topic are believers. They show from the outside, they're with Allah and His Prophet. They show from the outside, they support Islam and the Muslims. They show from the outside, they believe in Allah and His Prophet. They are worse than the non-believers, who are non-believers from inside and non-believers from outside, in which we call kuffar. So a munafiq is worse than a kafir. So the definition of a munafiq is a kafir. Why I'm clearing this point is because people look at someone that acts different to what he says as a munafiq. Like, for example, someone with a beard ends up doing something wrong. This guy is a munafiq. Okay? The meaning of munafiq is someone that conceals different to what he exposes from the outside. Conceals, peace be upon His beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us understand what we're going to hear tonight. Full on kuffar, non-believers from the inside, who disbelieve in Allah and His Prophet, don't believe in Allah and His Prophet, enemies of Allah and His Prophet, and they show Islam from the outside for a personal benefit. That are the kuffar that Allah has mentioned in the Quran al-Kareem. So when you refer to someone as a munafiq, you are referring to this person as a kafir. A lot of times you see someone who probably looks religious, calls for something but ends up doing opposite to what he calls for. Like, for example, someone is religious and that did something wrong. They call this guy as a munafiq. That means this guy is a kafir. The most of people that mean from behind is a kafir, but they try to say that this person does what he doesn't say. Or says what he does not do. That's what most people believe and say, that this is a kafir, this is a munafiq. فَمُنَافِقْ that Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned in the Quran al-Kareem again is a kafir from the inside, a Muslim from the outside. Okay? Now, the munafiqeen did not appear until the time of Medina. Before the time of Medina, in Mecca, there was no such thing called munafiqeen. They're all kuffar. Non-believers from the inside, non-believers from the outside, very clear, out and open that I am an enemy of Islam. Why? Because the non-believers were strong and non-believers were ruling Mecca. So when the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam migrated from Mecca to Medina, where the majority were Muslims, where the power was in the hands of the Muslims, the strength was in the hands of the Muslims, the ruling was in the hands of the Muslims, when the Muslims migrated from Mecca to Medina, then that's when the kuffar start to conceal their kufr. That's when the non-believers start to hide their non-belief. That's when the non-believers start to show the love Islam from the outside, but inside, they hate Islam. And that's why the scholars say, any verse that talks about munafiqeen, those verses that speak about munafiqeen in the Quran al-Kareem, straight away know this is a Madani verse. Straight away know that this is a Madani verse because munafiqeen were only at the time of Medina. And the munafiqeen at the time of the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in Medina, they tried and tried and plotted and plotted and planned to destroy Islam from within. They tried all their best to try and destroy Islam from within. And the head of the munafiqeen was Abdullah ibn Ubay bin Salul, who the people of Medina had agreed upon to make him as the king of Medina before the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam arriving to Medina. When the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam arrived to Medina, all the attention, all the sight turned away to the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. So Abdullah ibn Ubay bin Salul felt like that the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam had taken the kingdom away from him. So he started to plot against the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And he was the enemy of Islam from inside, but from outside he used to show the love to Allah. From the outside, he still showed the love to the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That at the time when the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would get up and give the khutbah, Abdullah ibn Ubay bin Salul would stand in front of all the companions and say, "This is Muhammad, the Prophet of Allah, the Messenger of Allah, who Allah had blessed us with, who Allah has sent him as a light to us, who Allah has sent him as a guardian to us." But from behind the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he'll stab the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, who'll plot against the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, who'll do all the mischiefs and corruption against Islam. So a munafiq is someone that's a kafir from the inside, a non-believer from inside, but shows Islam from the outside because of a personal benefit. Whether this personal benefit, he shows that he's a Muslim from outside to get a benefit from the Muslims to his personal benefit, or he shows that he's a Muslim from outside and conceals the kufr inside for the sake of plotting against Islam to destroy Islam from within. And that's why the munafiqeen were much more of a harm to the Muslims than the kuffar. Why? Because this is an enemy. You know him clear and evident. You look at him, you know he's your enemy. You know he's attacking you from within. You know when to get close to him and you know when you get far away from him. But a munafiq, he's with you. He's within you. He hears everything that you say. He's around you. He sees everything that he sees. He's there. He's there. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam will not even kick him out. To the stage that in one of the battles that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam went out in, one of the companions from the Muhajirin had a fight with one of the companions from the Ansar. And the Muhajirin are those Muslim migrants that migrated from Mecca to Medina. And the Ansar are those Muslims who supported the Muslims that came from Medina and from Mecca. So one of the companions had a fight with another companion from the Ansar. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam, yani heard that, so the people of Mecca, the Muhajirin had a fight, yani the companion from the Muhajirin called among the Muhajirin, the companion from the Ansar called among the people of Ansar, and they gathered together and they were going to start fighting against each other. So when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam heard about that, he said, "By Allah, you call by the ignorant days and I'm among you. You bring out the old days and I am among you. You bring out the days of the corruption, I'm among you. Wallahi, this is not acceptable." So the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam broke it off and he ignored it. So Abdullah ibn Ubay bin Salul, what did he say? He said, "We bring him over a place. We shelter them, we support them, we feed them. And now they attack us and disgrace us." It's exactly what the example says. Feed your dog, he'll eat you. And now we'll show Muhammad and his people when they come back to Medina, the honored ones, which is us, we're going to kick out the disgraced ones. So the news came back to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Abdullah ibn Ubay is saying this and he's gathering people. He had his own crew. He used to have his own munafiqeen. He used to gather up with him, be there for him, support him, and you know, show that they're Muslims from the outside, but within each other they plot and plan against Islam. So the news came to the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wa sallam. So Umar ibn Khattab told Prophet of Allah, or Prophet of Allah, do you want me to chop his neck off? Call him and I'll chop his neck off right now. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, oh Umar, no. What do you want people to say? That Muhammad kills his own people? What do you want the word to go out? People will start saying that Muhammad kills and chops the necks of his own people? No, leave him. And subhanAllah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't kill him. Why? Because the Shia from the outside that are Muslims. And then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called the son of Abdullah. His name is also Abdullah. Abdullah ibn Abdullah ibn Abay ibn Salun. He called him. He told him, Abdullah, did you hear what your father said? And the son of Abdullah, Abdullah, was a believer. A true believer that stood all the way by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he told him, Abdullah, did you hear what your father said? So he said, what did he say, Prophet of Allah? So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, your father said that the honored ones will kick out the disgraced ones. So he said, O Prophet of Allah, what my father said is true. Because he's the disgraced and you are the honored one. He's the disgraced and you are the honored one. And I'll show you what I'll do. So Abdullah, the son of Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, stood on the gates of Medina, waited for his father to come in. When his father arrived in Medina, Abdullah stood in front of his dad and told him, by Allah, you would not enter this city. You would not even go into this city or eat in this city or stay a moment in this city until the Prophet allows. So Abdullah, his father freaked out. He was amazed. What? Did Muhammad already turn you against me? Did Muhammad do this to you, brainwash you with this? He did this to you, did this to you? And he said, but Allah, he would not enter this city or go past this gate until the Prophet allows you. So the news came back to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the Prophet told Abdullah, let your father come in. Let your father come in. And then later on, Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul will all the time spread his poison. Spread this poison, spread this poison. He is the one that started off the rumor on the Prophet's wife, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, when she was lost in the desert and one of the companions found her. So he didn't even speak to her or look at her. He lowered his camel down, he made Aisha ride on it, and he walked all the way to Medina with Aisha on the back of the camel, did not even look at her or speak to her. So when Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul saw that, he said, this is the wife of the Prophet, by Allah. No way they didn't touch each other. She touched him and he touched her. They did this together and they started to spread the word around that the wife of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam slept around with this man. The wife of the Prophet alayhi wa sallam committed fornication with this man. The wife of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam committed an evil sex. And started to spread this word around that it was one of the hardest days on the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He spread the word around that later on Abdullah, the son of Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, he felt everyone's anger from his dad. And he felt that this father went overboard. So he came to the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam to tell him, O Prophet of Allah, if you ever decide on killing my father, will make me the person that will do so. Because I can't see and accept to see someone that killed my father and walk on the surface of this earth in front of me. Let me be the person that does it. Subhanallah. Their love to Allah and His Prophet. So Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul was the head of the hypocrites. And as I said, the hypocrites did not exist until the migration of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam when they migrated to Medina. Why? Because in Mecca, the power and the authority was in the hands of the non-believers. So they didn't need to hide their kufr and their non-belief. But when they went to Medina, the power and the authority was in the hands of the believers. So they had to hide. So they had to hide their kufr and their hatred to Islam and share the love outside Islam. Now, here's a famous hadith that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he describes the munafiq. He says, "Ayat al-munafiq thalath, idha haddatha kadhab, wa idha wa'ada akhlaf, wa idha tumina khan, wa fi riwaya wa idha khasama fajar." Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "There are three signs of a hypocrite. When he speaks, he lies. When he makes a promise, he breaks it. And when he is trusted, he betrays his trust. Another narration here is, and when he cruels, he abuses. Okay? So the munafiq, the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam described that he's got three signs. Okay? These are not the only three signs that a munafiq has. A munafiq has heaps of other signs. But these three signs are one of the main signs that you'll notice a munafiq. And these signs, if it's in a believer's life, if this sign is a quality of a believer, then as the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in another hadith, and anyone that has this quality, he's got a quality of hypocrisy. So if a believer has this quality, then he's got a quality of a hypocrisy. And that's why a Muslim should clean himself from these bad qualities. Number one thing is, إِذَا حَدَّ ذَكَذَبْ, if he speaks, he lies. Three quarters of his speech is all lies. Three quarters of his talk, it's all the time lies. You take from him one and you reject 100. When he speaks, accept one out of 100 words. Lies. SubhanAllah, makes up lies. Lies about everything. Lies about his life. Lies about his wealth. Lies about his family. Lies about people. He makes up things about other people. He makes up, he accuses people of things. He makes up rumors on people. This is the quality of a munafiq. He lies on the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He'll even make up a hadith that suits him. He'll make up even a verse he'll invent a new verse just to get it towards himself. Why? Because he only wants to benefit himself. He does not care about anyone except himself. وَإِذَا وَعَدَ أَخْلَفْ, and if he makes a promise, he breaks his promise. Doesn't know how to keep his promise. Doesn't know how to fulfill his promise. Whether he made a promise that he'll give something, whether he made a promise that he'll take something, whether he made a promise that he'll meet at a place, or whether he made a promise that he'll do something for you. And then all the time he does it, breaks. And ikhwani, these qualities, it becomes a habit. As the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith, that one of you will lie. Until lie will become a habit in him, until he is considered to be from the liars, until he is written by Allah Azza wa Jal to be from the liars. When someone constantly lies, he'll take lying as a habit. Take lying as a habit. So he takes lying as a profession. His life will start revolving around lies. Because he got used to lying. He accepted lying as to be part of his life. So he lies and lies and lies and lies, that he lies over everything. He even lies at himself. He even lies himself. And that's why you find those people who constantly lie, their life is all the time downhill. They are poor, but they lie themselves that are rich. They start acting like to become rich. SubhanAllah, they are weak, but they start acting like to be strong. They lie themselves. They lie themselves. They convince themselves. They got themselves used to lying so many times. The khalas, they are lies. Their life is just revolving around lies. They even live on lies. They probably even earn the income by lying. By lying to people. So this is the quality of a munafiq. And the other part of the hadith, that one of you will be an honest person, say the truth, until he is considered to be from the truthful people, until he'll take truthness as a habit, until he's written by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be from the truthful people. SubhanAllah. And then, وَإِذَا أَتُمِنَ خَانَ, and if he's trusted, he betrays his trust. If you trust him with something, whether you trust him with something, whether you trust him with a money, or whether you trust him with a thing, a property, or even if you trust him with a word, they betray you. They stab you. They turn against you. That's the munafiq. In other words, the munafiq is someone that cares about himself and only himself. That he's willing to sell everything. He's willing to sell his honor. He's willing to sell his dignity. He's willing to sell his religion for the sake of benefiting themselves. And I think every single person probably experienced that type of people around. And the last thing that the Prophet ﷺ said, وَإِذَا خَاصَمَ فَجَرْ, if you disagree with him, Allah, he'll abuse you. You'll walk with him for 10 years. Best buddies, best mates, best friends. One day, you disagree. One day, you disagree over a point. You disagree over an issue. You disagree over a matter. So what does he do? He doesn't say, I have a friendship with you for the last 10 years, so this disagreement, I'm just going to put it on the side and keep my friendship between me and you for the last 10 years to stay the way it is, which is the quality of a believer. But what happens if they disagree with you? They just turn against you fully. It's like you've never known them before. They've never known you before. You've never had any friendship with them before, and they turn against you fully. Subhanallah. The last 10 years we were the closest people together. Now we've disagreed over a minor or a major thing. You turn against me fully. You make me out to be a liar when you know I'm not a liar. You make me out to be this type of person when you know I'm not. So they start accusing people of things. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَإِذَا خَاصَمَ فَجَر. This is the quality of a munafiq. So, إِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذَب. If he speaks, he lies. وَإِذَا وَعَدَ أَخْلَف. If he makes a promise, he breaks it. وَإِذَا تُمِنَ خَان. And if he's trusted, he betrays his trust. وَإِذَا خَاصَمَ فَجَر. And he's cruel, he abuses. He abuses. These are signs of many signs of a munafiq. These are signs of many signs of a munafiq. And Allah Azza wa Jal also described the munafiqin in the Quran al-Kareem. وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَ. And when they get up for the prayer, they get up lazy. They don't want to pray. Their heart is not with Allah Azza wa Jal. Their heart is not with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't want to pray. They come up just because they're embarrassed, or because they need to get something from someone at the mosque, or because they are forced to, but from inside, they don't even want to get up to pray. So if someone does have that quality, even if he believes, but he's got a bad quality of a munafiq. He's got a bad quality of a munafiq. There's a quality of a munafiq that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had described in the Quran al-Kareem, that if they get up for the prayer, they get up in full laziness. They don't want to get up only because they are forced to get up and pray. So for those ones who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but are lazy to get up to pray to Allah, well, they could be believers, but they have a bad quality in them. A quality of a munafiq. Also Allah Azza wa Jalla described them, مُذَبْذَبِينَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ لَا إِلَى هَؤُلَاءَ وَلَا إِلَى هَؤُلَاءَ. They are in between. Whenever they find good with the believers, they go with the believers. Whenever they find good with the non-believers, they run to the non-believers. This is the munafiq. That's a true munafiq. That's 100% munafiq. When there's a good with the believers, they are with the believers. We are with you. We supported you. We stood by you. We fought with you. But when they see the good with the non-believers, they turn against the non-believers and they turn against the believers to be with the non-believers and say, we supported you. We are with you. We stood by you. We're against those believers. And that were the munafiqeen at the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When they see the war being heated up against the Muslims, they run to the non-Muslims. We are with you. We're only with them just to destroy them from within. When they see the war with the Muslims, they come to the Prophet and say, oh Muhammad, give us our booty. Give us our gold. Give us our silver. Give us our goods. Give us what we deserve. We fought with you and we supported you. This is the munafiq. Just whatever he finds his benefit in, he follows it. A man with no principles, a munafiq is someone, a person with no principles, no guidelines, no rules, no religion. Just whatever he finds his desires, he fulfills his desires. Without honor, without dignity, without respect, without principles. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described him in the Quran al-Kareem, and as the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in this hadith. So if someone has this quality, he could be not a munafiq as Allah described in the Quran al-Kareem, but as the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he's got a quality of hypocrisy. And this quality of hypocrisy, ikhwan, is like cancer. It spreads. It spreads. You see how the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put it? That the verse of the munafiq, the sign of the munafiq, if he speaks, he lies. That's number one thing he said. And if he makes a promise, he breaks it. And if he's trusted, he betrays his trust. Subhanallah. In other words, a munafiq starts by whatever he says, he lies. And then we'll drag on from that. We'll drag him on. Just automatically we'll drag him on. He'll start himself by whatever he says, he lies. And then he'll drag himself into whenever he makes a promise, he breaks it. And then he'll drag himself that when he's entrusted, he breaks or he betrays his trust. And subhanAllah, realize someone with that, any person that's got one of those qualities, he's got the rest of those qualities, because all those qualities revolve around it. Those people who regularly lie are those people who betray the trust, and are those people who break their promise. Those people who break their promise are those people who lie, and those people who betray the trust. Those people who betray the trust are those people who lie, and those people who break their promise. It's all in them. Yani subhanAllah, that's why it's like a disease. Get yourself used to lying, you find yourself betraying the trust, and you find yourself breaking the promise. You find yourself dragged into it. That's why, ikhwani, these signs of the hypocrite, it's like cancer, it's like a disease, spreads. It's a disease of the heart. These are the disease of the heart. And it spreads in the heart. And that's why you should purify your heart. You purify your heart. And that's why one of the best purification of the heart is two things. The remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where you sit down between you and yourself and remember Allah Azza wa Jal by saying subhanallah, or saying alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah, subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanallah al-azim, and you think about those great words, and to contemplate, to think about the greatness of Allah. To have that moment between you and yourself, to purify yourself, to clean yourself. You think, you sit down as the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to sit down. He used to go to the mountain of Hira for nights and days and days and nights to stay in the mountain just to complete and think about the greatness of Allah Azza wa Jalla and think about himself. And that's why it's important for every believer to have this moment where he sits down between them and between him and himself and thinks about these things. Tries to clarify, try to purify his heart, try to clean that disease from his heart, try to take away from himself. Try to clean it. Try to get rid of it. This is the best way, is to sit down and to contemplate and to think about this and to clean it out of your heart. فَإِخْوَانِ آيَةُ الْمُنَافِقِ ثَلَاثِ As the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, إِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذِبْ If he lies, if he speaks, he lies. وَإِذَا وَعَدَ أَخْلَفْ And if he makes a promise, he breaks it. وَإِذَا أُتُمِنَ خَانْ And if he is trusted, he betrays his trust. وَإِذَا خَاصَمَ فَزَرْ And when he cruels, he abuses. In other hadith, the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Sibab al-Muslim fusuq wa qitaluhu kufr." Reviling a Muslim is disobedience to Allah Azza wa Jal, and fighting with him is kufr, non-belief. Okay, this hadith has been narrated by Imam Bukhari and Imam Muslim. It's a very important hadith that a lot of things are established on. Sibab al-Muslim fusuq, swearing at a Muslim, abusing, verbally abusing a Muslim, confronting a Muslim verbally, okay, the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam considered that to be fusuq, disobedience. Okay, we said that the munafiq is someone, he is the lowest of the non-believers. He's someone, a non-believer from inside, shows the belief from the outside. And we said that a kafir is someone, a non-believer from inside, a non-believer from outside. Now a fasiq, is a believer from the inside and a believer from the outside, but he does sins. He does sins. So a fasiq is a Muslim who believes in Allah, who believes in the Prophet, who believes in the Day of Judgment, believes in everything. But he falls into sins. He commits the sins and the major sins. Not like someone committing the minor sins. A fasiq is a Muslim that commits the major sins. And he knows what he commits is wrong. Not wallahi, someone that believes he's a Muslim, but he reckons drinking wine is halal. No. You denying a verse from the Quran will take you out of Islam fully. That's why, ikhwani, you must understand there's no such thing called 99% Muslim. There's no such thing called 99.5 Muslim. There's no such thing called 99.9 Muslim. It's either you're 100% Muslim or you're nothing. And that's why it's either you believe in all the concepts of Islam and all the principles of Islam or you're nothing. Okay, belief, not acting upon it. Some people don't act upon 100% of Islam, but believing. You must believe in Islam 100%. Acting is a different thing. So a fasiq is someone who's a Muslim, who believes in Allah and everything, but commits the sin. He's a disobedient. So the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam considered that one that swears or abuses or verbally abuses a Muslim is a disobedient. So it's a great disobedience to swear I am Muslim, and it's also a disobedience to swear I'm a non-Muslim. As the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم said, ليس المسلم بالطعان ولا الفح ليس المؤمن بالطعان ولا الفحاس ولا اللعان ولا ولا الفاحش البذيء. That the Muslim, the believer is not the type that swears or mentions rude things or curses others or talks about sexual organs and sexual things. That's not the quality of a believer. The believer doesn't speak those foolish things. A believer does not swear, does not abuse, does not call names, does not swear at others, does not mention rude words. That's not the quality of a believer. Whether at a Muslim or a non-Muslim. And it's even worse for a Muslim. Whether it's a Muslim or a non-Muslim. But it's even worse for a Muslim. And that's why the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ considered it to be as fisq. Considered to be as fisq, great disobedience. And the Muslim, if he's getting confronted by someone, if he's getting abused by someone, verbally abused, then his job is to ignore and to walk off. وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. As Allah Azza wa Jalla described, the believers is when the ignorant people speak to them, whether they argue with them, debate with them, abuse them, they just walk off and say peace. Let's walk off. Once the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم was one of the gatherings, and Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Abu Bakr was getting verbally abused by someone. So the Prophet alayhi salatu salam was sitting and he was smiling to Abu Bakr because Abu Bakr wasn't replying back. And again, the man is abusing Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and the Prophet alayhi salatu salam saw the status of Abu Bakr not replying back, so he was smiling. Until Abu Bakr couldn't control himself, so he swore back at this person. He said, to you what you said, and so on. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got angry and walked off. So Abu Bakr told him, O Prophet of Allah, you were smiling to me until I replied back to him. He said, Allah had assigned angels for you to reply back to them what they were saying to you. Until you said back to them what he said, so they walked off, the angels. They went off. Fa, a Muslim does not even, you don't take that person as an example. If someone verbally abuses you, swears at you don't say he's swearing, I'm going to swear back at him. He verbally abused me, I verbally abuse him. You just ignore him. For the sake of Allah, you ignore him. You are much bigger. You are much bigger than you lowering yourself to someone that swears at you to swear back at them. Okay, and you don't take them as your example. وَقِتَالُهُ كُفُرٌ. And fighting him is kufr. Okay, this is a very important hadith to be explained. Allah, you might get someone that reads this hadith and say, if you fight against another Muslim, you have a punch up with him, or you hit him, you're a kafir. That means you're out of Islam. No, that's wrong. Okay, it doesn't mean you're a kafir. It means that's an action of the kuffar. It means that's an action of the kuffar. And there's a lot of hadith that need to be explained. You can't take the hadith just the way you hear it. There's an explanation to this hadith. When the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم said, and fighting with him, yani fighting with a believer, fighting against a Muslim is kufr, it doesn't mean that he's a kafir, he's out of Islam. It means that this is the action of the kuffar. This is the action of the kuffar. As the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, that what's between the Muslim and the non-Muslim is the prayer. So whoever leaves it is a kafir. The scholar said, he's not a kafir, he's out of Islam. It's like, this is the action of the kuffar. This is the action of the kuffar. This is what the kuffar do, so you are becoming like them. So وَقِتَالُهُ كُفُر. And fighting with him is the action of the kuffar. Now, as a part of our creed, part of our aqidah, we take every person from the outside. We take every person from the outside. So if we have someone that says, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَٰهِ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدَ رَسُولَهُ and says, I'm a Muslim, he stopped there, he's a Muslim. You have no rights, absolutely no rights, to say, but this guy inside, he's the enemy of Islam. This guy from inside, he plots and plans against Islam. This guy only came to Islam for the sake of this. And this guy came only to Islam for the sake of that. It's none of your rights at all. In Islam, you take what person says literally. He says, I'm a Muslim, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah rasulullah. You accept it and full stop. And that's exactly the same treatment with the munafiqin. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam accepted them, although he knew who are they. He knew every single one of them. He's the Prophet of Allah. Allah revealed to him the list of the munafiqin. The Hudhaifa bin Yaman, who used to be the secretary of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to keep the secrets of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam. He knew all the munafiqeen, every single hypocrite. And when I'm talking about a hypocrite, I'm not talking about a two-face. I'm not talking about a two-face, because most of us, we understand the word hypocrite is someone that's two-faced. And he's a believer, but he does what he doesn't say. Okay, that's why. Not when I'm talking about a hypocrite here, we're talking about someone who's a kafir, full on kafir. He's worse than a Christian or a Jew. He's worse than a non-believer. He's worse than a kafir. He is in the lowest position in the hellfire. That's what a munafiq is, and that's a munafiq that Allah had mentioned in the Quran al-Karim. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew who all the munafiqin are. But he never confronted anyone and said, then pray with us, you're a munafiq. He never confronted not even one of them and said, then pray with us, you're a munafiq. He never stopped anyone from coming with the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam in any expedition. He never stopped anyone from participating in any Islamic activity. Although he knew them face to face. This guy is a full on kafir going to the hellfire. Because your job as a Muslim to take this person from the outside. What he says from the outside, he's a Muslim with you in this world. Between him and Allah is a different thing. You've got no rights to judge anyone. Absolutely anyone. This guy is a kafir or this guy is a munafiq if they did not say it. If this person says, I'm a Muslim, ashadu an la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, he's a Muslim. You have no right, absolutely no right, to judge anyone beside that. And that habit of calling people kuffar is one of the worst habits that a Muslim could have. One of the worst things that a believer could have in his life, to call someone as a kafir, or to point out someone as a kafir. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he spoke about the Khawarij, he did not say anything about their worship. On the contrary, he mentioned their worship as being better than all our worship. He said, you look at your worship, you disgrace your worship in front of their worship. He did not say anything about them reading Quran. He did not say anything about their worship, about their looks. But the Prophet ﷺ said, if I see them, I'll kill them. I'll be the first person to start chopping their necks. Why? Because they're the ones that cause fitna among the companions by calling them kuffar. Faikhwani, no one has the right to point at someone who says, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, he's a kafir. To take him away from the hellfire, from the paradise to the hellfire. It's not your job, and it's no one's job. Even the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam didn't even do it. Even the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam didn't do it. He used to see them in his gathering, in his expedition, in his trip. Munafiqeen, one of the worst human beings on the surface of this earth, going to the hellfire, and if he's to say, listen, I know you're a munafiq. And no one's going to say, I know you're a munafiq. Get out of here. Never did that. Never did that. And one of the narrations that Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, another companion, chased a non-believer in the battlefield, chased him to kill him. So this non-believer from the fear, he turned around and he said, Ashadu Allah Allah Muhammad Rasulullah. So Ali killed him. It's obvious. The guy only said it to run away from death. So he came to explain the situation to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, you killed him after he said, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. So he said, the Prophet Allah was very obvious. The man only said it just to run away from death. So the Prophet again told him, you killed him after he said, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. So the Prophet Allah, so obvious. The guy just said it to run away from death. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you killed him after he said, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. So they said, the Prophet Allah, I thought he just did it for the sake of running away from death. He said, did you open his heart and see? Did you open his heart and see? Who are you to judge on him? You take a person literally from outside. For ikhwan, as a Muslim, whatever someone says from the outside, you take it. That's it. But wallah, to sit back and say, wallah, I think this guy is a munafiq. This guy is a kafir. This guy is a devil. This guy to the hellfire. This guy deserves to be thrown in a hellfire in the lowest peak. And mashallah, you've already judged him, looked at his deeds, and even put the position of the hellfire he deserves. Yani, he did not only the Prophet's job, he did the Prophet's job and Allah's job and the Quran's job and everyone's job. And you've got no right to do it. To the stage that Allah Azza wa Jal, one of the hadith al-Qudsi, Ikhwani, one of the hadith al-Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it's talking about two men. One is disobedient, one is obedient. One who's a believer, the other one is a asi, fasiq. So the believer, the obedient, needs to all the time remind the disobedient about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Until one day that Iberian break his hopes from him. He said, may Allah curse you, go into the hellfire. So Allah says, look to what Allah says. Allah says, who gave you the rights? Who gave you the rights to throw one of my servants into the hellfire? I forgave for him and you go to the hellfire. Subhanallah. See how dangerous it is, ikhwani? Unfortunately, it's been taken as a playing tool to some of the Muslims just to play around, to call this guy a kafir, this guy a munafiq, this guy goes to the paradise, and this guy goes to the hellfire. Allah says, who are you and who gave you the authority to put one of my servants in the hellfire? You go to the paradise and you go to the hellfire. So, ikhwan, it's a dangerous thing. Takfir, calling someone a kafir, it's a dangerous thing. And it's a disease. It's a disease, not only a dangerous, it's a disease. You reach to a stage when you get yourself on the habit of calling people kuffar, that everyone in front of you is a kafir and you're the only believer one. That's how you reach to the stage. You reach to the stage that everyone is a kafir and you're the only Muslim. There's a group that came out, it's called Takfirin. Takfirin, that's their name. They even call themselves, what are Takfirin? What's your name? What are those ones that call people kuffar? MashaAllah. Their name is Takfirin. They just call everyone kuffar. To them, everyone is a kafir except them. Allahu Akbar. Everyone, everyone, even those 3 million that pray in the Hajj, behind the imam, they're all a bunch of kuffar except those few hundreds that are Muslims. Everyone, everyone, just absolutely everyone. And subhanAllah, I met with one of their members once. He's just a teenager, just became one of their members recently. And the guy, mashaAllah, is sitting down, is pointing at every single scholar I started with, and every single scholar I know, he's a kafir, or that guy is a kafir, or this guy is a non-Muslim, or this guy hellfire, or this guy kaza. He's like, mashaAllah, he's got the takfir stick, he throws whoever wants in the hellfire, he throws whoever wants in the paradise, he takes whoever wants from the deen of Allah, he puts in whoever wants the deen of Allah, he's sitting back, this guy is a kafir, that guy is a kafir, this guy is an unbeliever, this guy kaza. MashaAllah, yani, Allahu Akbar, yani, he's got an authority that the prophets put together that even get. For ikhwan, it's a disease. That's why as a Muslim, you take literally from what's outside. Someone says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, so you take it. This is what the prophet taught us, and this is what Allah had taught us. It's not what I'm teaching you, it's not what I'm getting to you. It's what the prophet Muhammad said. He had hypocrites who knows, this guy is a kafir. Kafir, ikhwan, go into the hellfire. But he never said anything to you. The Umar al-Khattab said, let me chop their necks off. He said, oh Umar, you want people to say, Muhammad kills his own people? He even considered them from his own people. He does not trust them. Nor that he trusts them one single bit, but he takes them literally from outside. Khalas. It's my job as a Muslim to take them from the outside. I'm not going to trust them. No one's told you to trust them. No one's told you to come and open with them and tell them all your plans and tell them that. But at the same time, no one's told you to take whoever you want to take out of Islam, and to take in whoever you want to take into Islam. For ikhwan, this is a very important topic. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep away from it. And no one has the authority of judging on anyone. This person is a kafir, this guy is a munafiq, this guy deserves the paradise, this guy deserves the hellfire. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when someone used to do an action that he used to dislike, he'll stand up on a minbar and say, what's wrong with people doing such and such? So Nabi alayhi salallahu alayhi wa used to, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to go against the action of people. The action of people. And that's what one of the scholars, what our scholars taught us, that if you want to say something, okay, like for example, okay, you did see something from someone, you never point at someone and say he's a kafir. You say whoever does such is a kafir. The action is kufr. Like, disbelieving one of the verses of the Quran is a kufr. But again, point, Fulan bin Fulan is a kafir because he did such and such and such. Fulan bin Fulan is a kafir because he did such and such and such. No, okay, you do say the action, okay? The action of such is a kufr, that's it. And you leave it to Allah and ikhwani. Allah, what one of the brothers said, calling someone a kafir doesn't get you close to Allah and doesn't get you close to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it's not a quality that you'd like to have in your life. It's not a quality that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recommended to. It's not a quality that Islam would like to have the Muslims to have in their lives. Allahumma ja'alna min alladhina yastami'una qawla fayattabi'una ahsanah. Subhanakallahumma hamdaka nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Barakallahu feekum. Inshallah, see you on Monday.